Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. Today we're going to be talking about Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. Then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. All right, welcome back to The Will Evans Show. So if y'all are tuning in, I need you to help me out. I need you to share this show, follow this show, subscribe to this show. Everything that your app prompts you to do, can you please do that to help me out? And then once you do that, if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be amazing, because that just kind of, you know, helps the algorithm out a little bit and starts to push this show to more people, and then more people get to tune into the show just like you are right now. And so that would be a huge help to me, and it also allows me to continue to provide good content for y'all. And you can always follow me on any social media platform at I'm Will Evans. I'm primarily just on Instagram. I don't really get on Twitter, or I have a TikTok account, but I don't have it on my phone, so I'm not posting anything on there. So follow me on Instagram. Occasionally, I will get on Twitter, Facebook, all of that. You can follow me, and that's at I am Will Evans, and that's always in the show notes as well. But if you're clicking on this show, you saw the title, Should I Save for Retirement? And you also heard in the intro, we're going to be talking about Matthew 6, 19 through 21. But before we jump into that, I came across this article. I think it was a NBC article, or CNBC, or however, whatever, whichever one it is. One of those articles that I came across. Actually, somebody sent it to me, and it was very interesting, because one of the quotes that kind of caught my eye was, it says, quote, just 4% of today's retirees said they were living the dream. And this is according to a new survey from asset management company Schroders, if I'm saying that right. And just as many, 4%, said they are living the nightmare. Most of the respondents fall somewhere in between. 44% said they are comfortable. 34% said they are not great, but not bad. And 15% said they are struggling, according to these results. So one thing to note when it comes to retirement is going to happen. At some point, you are not going to be able to work. So you need to start planning for it. Another quote from this article is, Americans think they need $1.46 million on average to retire comfortable. Recent research from Northwestern Mutual found out that it said, likewise, one-third of workers who calculated how much money they will need in retirement estimated $1.5 million or more. And the crazy thing, it goes on to, it's given more stats, and I've heard a lot of the stats like this, and it's crazy. And it says one-third of workers have less than $50,000 in savings and investments, and 14% of workers have less than $1,000 to their name. So this is crazy, because everyone's always complaining and saying, oh, I can't retire, I can't do all this. The problem is they're not even planning for it. Because here's, and this is before we're jumping into what the Bible says about it and before we really unpack that, but one thing to note that I don't want you to miss about investing and saving for retirement is I want to show you how easy it is for you to retire with over $1 million in just mutual funds. This isn't including your house, because, you know, we're following the baby steps and we're going to be paying off our house early. But just in mutual funds, how easy it is to have $1 million come retirement. So if you just go to any calculator, and I believe if you put in $300 a month from age 25 to 65 and have an 8% return, which is less than what the S&P has averaged over the last 30 years, you will have over $1 million in that account. And that's just $300 a month. It's easy. Most of you have car payments more than that and student loan payments more than that. So I know that you can set aside $300 a month for retirement. But if you're following the baby steps, you're going to be saving 15% of your gross income towards retirement. We're going to get to that later. But that I just wanted to, again, tell you how easy it is to have $1 million come retirement. And I can already hear some of you saying, well, I'm not 25, blah, blah. That's you've missed the point. And that's one of the reasons you are where you are at, is because you always have an excuse for something. It is time for you to grow up, and because you missed the point. The point was is that compound interest is your friend, and all you have to do is start putting money away. Doesn't matter where you're at, start now. Start working the baby steps. But let's dive into Matthew 6, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, and it says, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal." Verse 21 says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." So Jesus is teaching about the importance of how we prioritize things and where our heart ultimately lies when it comes to saving for retirement. And this is in relation to material wealth. And you know, I'm gonna unpack the context of this. But, you know, I love taking these biblical passages and saying, okay, how does this apply to my money journey, to my financial journey? What does this practically look like? And I see this from this passage as well, because it talks about Jesus advises against us placing the importance on accumulating wealth here on earth. Because we know here on earth it's going to decay, it can be stolen, it can be lost. And so instead, Jesus encourages focusing on accumulating treasures in heaven. And these treasures are eternal, and they're not subject to what could happen to them here on earth, or the earthly uncertainties. This passage, it highlights the nature of our earthly possessions and the enduring value that come with spiritual treasures. So Jesus, he suggests that our hearts will be closely tied to whatever we prioritize and invest in. And I'm not talking about just investing money, but time, what we spend the most time with, what we prioritize and invest in. If our primary focus is only on how much money we have and what our material possessions look like, our hearts will be consumed by things that are temporary and do not last. But then on the flip side, what he says, however, if we prioritize spiritual growth, generosity, and serving others, our hearts will be aligned with heavenly values that endure way beyond our earthly life. So what is the context of Matthew 6? So Matthew 6 verses 19 through 21 is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. So specifically within his teachings on treasures in heaven. So in this section, or in this passage of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addresses various aspects of righteous living. So that includes like acts of prayer, fasting, our attitudes toward wealth and material possessions. And so leading up to these verses, Jesus warns against practicing righteousness in a hypocritical manner to gain the praises of others. He encourages his followers to prioritize. So he encourages me and you to prioritize seeking God's approval rather than seeking the approval of man. So he then shifts his focus to the issue of treasures, and this is where we end up, because it's highlighting the spiritual significance of one's possessions, our wealth, and where our heart lies. So in verses 19 through 21, Jesus talks about the treasures here on earth, and these are, you know, like we said, they're subject to decay, to being stolen, lost, but the treasures in heaven are imperishable. They're eternal. And he warns against us storing up these treasures here on earth where they can be destroyed or stolen. And then he then tells us to invest in treasures in heaven where they are secure and lasting. So Jesus, he concludes this passage that we're reading from by stating that your heart will naturally gravitate towards whatever you value most, whatever their treasure is most. So that leads me to this question. What do you value most in your life? What is your why? Why are you on this journey of getting out of debt, of building wealth? Because if your focus is solely on money and building a bigger bank account, you've missed the point. You've missed the entire point of why I do this show. Because your focus has to be on Jesus. I do believe that you should save for retirement. I do. I believe that you need to be setting money aside for retirement, because you're not, I don't want you to have to rely on the government. I don't want you to be a burden for your kids. I want you to be able to take care of yourself. And I want you to continue to be a blessing to others and have a huge impact on the kingdom. And yes, I'm talking about having an impact on the kingdom with your money. That's not me saying, hey, you can't give your time and your focus and all that. But what I'm saying is, I want you to be able to impact the kingdom with your money as well. So when it comes to retirement, you need to be saving for retirement. That's baby step four. Baby step four, after you pay off all of your debt and have your emergency fund, you are putting 15% into retirement. And the reason for saving retirement is not just to have a pile of money. That's not the point. Like I said, if that's your focus, if that's your main reason for doing this, you have missed the point. Because the point is, you are doing this in order so you're not a burden on your kids, so they can keep living their life. You're not relying on the government because they're not going to be able to take care of you. And you're doing it in order to impact the kingdom. And then also what it says in Proverbs is you're going to leave an inheritance to your children's children. This is The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have been talking about Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21, and answering the question, should I be saving for the future? Should I save for retirement? And the answer is yes. And so, I would really encourage you to listen to this a couple of times. If you're on the fence of, hey, why should I be retiring, or why 15%? I would encourage you to go back and listen to the show again, because I really don't want you to miss it. And it's, again, it's not to build your bank account or to say, oh, I have this much money in the bank. No, it is because you are going to be able to impact the kingdom more by doing it this way and taking the principles from Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, because, you know, I believe we should be saving for retirement, but our focus is not to have a bigger account. Our focus is on Jesus. And so with that, we also have a question that came in, and the question is, I'm looking at creating my first budget. What are some tips for being able to stick to it, and where do most people go wrong? Well, this is a great question. I love this. I love budgets. I love being able to help people budget. And so, and I'm excited for you that you're taking the first step of creating your budget. So let's do a little rundown of what kind of budgets I like and I recommend, because there's so many out there. I recommend a zero-based budget. And what a zero-based budget is you have your income minus your expenses equals zero. And again, I'm not saying that you should have $0 in your checking account at the end of the month. You can have a buffer in there. But what I'm saying is, after all of your retirement, after all of your savings, after all of your fixed expenses, your groceries, all of that should equal out to zero, because you are going to be giving every dollar an assignment. Every dollar will be pre-planned the month before, because you are going to start to tell your money where it's going to go. So that is the biggest thing when it comes to zero-based budgeting, is pre-planning the month before, because you're looking ahead, okay, what do I have coming up this month? And so I need to set money aside for that. And I've done a couple episodes on budgeting, so I would encourage you to go back and check those out. But here are a couple tips that I believe most people need to hear, because this is where a lot of people go wrong. Is they will say, okay, well, I need to get on a budget. They wake up one day and say, gosh, I need to get on a budget. I need to start saving money. And so then they start setting unrealistic expectations for themselves. They start to say, well, last month I spent $600 on eating out, so this month I'm only going to spend $100. It's not realistic. It's hard for someone to cut $500 in 1 month on eating out. It's like, you know, when people are trying to stop smoking, it is hard for them to quit cold turkey. Now, can it be done? Yes. The thing is, I just want you to be realistic. I want you to look at your budget and say, okay, I know that I spent too much on eating out, so hey, maybe I take it down from 600 to 400. And then once I do that, maybe the next month, take it down to 400 to 200. Like, that is okay to do, because the problem is it takes you about 3 months to get your budget right. And I'm more worried about if it takes you 3 months to get your restaurants down and you continue this journey, I'm okay with that, versus you trying to have unrealistic expectations for yourself and you just give up on budget. Because I believe that budgeting is one of the number one principles to winning with your money. As always, it's a huge thank you to Ben for making this show run. And remember, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.